Country with your host, Dave Woods.
My guest on the show tonight is rock photographer Nick Elliott. He's world famous for his photographs of rock stars, including Alice Cooper, Robert Plant, and Bryan Adams. Nick is here to take us behind the scenes and behind the lens. It's my pleasure to welcome from the UK, Nick Elliott. Hey, Nick, how's it going?
Hello, Dave, and good evening, Canada.
It is great to have you here all the way from the UK. So much to talk about, so many different people you've photographed from different genres, a lot from the rock world, of course. Let's start off with, who was the first rock star that you had a chance to take a picture of?
Well, that goes back some time. It would be a band called Trapeze that, at the time, the only kind of surviving member of the band Trapeze is Glenn Hughes, that obviously did a lot with Deep Purple.
Right.
And now does a lot with one of his own kind of incarnations of a rock band, a power trio that he's got going called Black Country Communion. Do you know of those guys?
I don't know of them over here, actually.
Legendary. Fronted by a guy called Joe Bonamassa, who is an American extremely fantastic blues guitarist. And then Jason Bonham, obviously the son of John Bonham, Led Zeppelin fame.
Yep.
And Glenn Hughes follows it up, bass.
Now, so that was the first person you photographed it from the rock world. I know that you've got a great love of music. How did you combine photography and music and end up pursuing this career, Nick?
It's really more about the art. For me, Dave, I mean, music has been, still is. If I have a second passion to photography, it's music. I've been around it all my life in pretty much all the kind of guises, you know, playing in bands, roading in bands, and I've been shooting and working in the music industry for a long, long time. And really, it kind of came about 20 plus years ago, I came to the point of where I was creatively very frustrated. I wanted to specialise and do exactly what I wanted to do. I mean, for me, Dave, I don't just take photographs. It's not about that for me. It's about the art. It's about leaving a mark and changing things.
Yeah, you're trying to capture something with the pictures here. As you said, you're not just looking to photograph one of these artists. You're looking to capture something about them, their soul, something about their persona. How do you go about that, capturing what an artist is about in one of your photographs?
How you've summed up my style is very much what you've just said. It is for me about getting inside the personality, getting behind what these people really are, which is one of the reasons why I specialize very much in the live stuff, the live performance. I do believe that, you know, you have to share the passion from my side of things. You share the passion of the craft that these people create and how they actually put the thing together. And I think
right.
You have to understand music very deeply to actually do the kind of style of photography that I do. So it's really, for me, it's very much about allowing the thing to just go, let it flow, and let these people do what they do. I just take it from there. I just get what I want from the whole exercise.
Now, how much conversation or how much time would you spend with an artist if you're going to see them live, that's one thing, but if they're coming to a studio, are you taking time to, you know, converse with them and get them to feel comfortable before you take the photos?
Yes, I place a lot of emphasis on this. I believe, again, that it's a very relationship-orientated business. I'm lucky enough I can say that I have a very high kind of standing, a high reputation in the business. I think to actually get to where we need to go creatively, visually, you have to have a rapport. There has to be... As I term it, Dave, it's a romance, it's a passion, it's like a love affair.
Right.
I have with what I do and with the artist, and the artist has to share that back, I feel.
Definitely. When you are taking the photographs, so you've got the subject, so the rock artist or whatever genre it is, how much thought goes into the background? What you know, the location that you're actually shooting the picture in?
Well, quite a bit of time, actually. I kind of give myself a bit of a strange kind of avant-garde kind of title, and that is as a concept photographer.
Right.
What I mean by that is, for me, as I said earlier, it's not just about taking photographs, taking pictures. Anybody can do that. It's about going somewhere. It's about taking the whole thing on a journey, on a trip, wherever that may be in your head. It works very much like listening to an album. You know, the album becomes a memory, a part of your life, a part of your upbringing, whatever that may be, a wife, a girlfriend, a move to another country, etc., etc. So with what I do, it is all very bespoke. It's only designed for that artist, for that concept, for that project. And I can confidently say that is never, ever repeated. So we literally sit down, spend time researching, deciding what we're going to do, why we're going to do it, how we're going to do it, where we're going to do it. I do like location shoots. When it comes to promos and album sleeves and artwork, over and above studio, again, because I think, you know, for me, it's about getting to where this whole thing come from.
Right. Now, I'm going to mention some of the names in a few moments, and maybe we'll get some stories on them, but who have you been the most nervous about photographing that you've, you know, before it happened, you were a little anxious about it?
Not many of these people really, Dave, because to be totally honest, what I did when I first went into specializing in the music business, I set my stall that I wanted to work with the people that had been my heroes and that still are, you know,
right,
that had influenced me, that had made me the person that I am today. And, you know, obviously you with, you know, being a radio presenter, presenting your own show and obviously understanding music and the genres very, very deeply, you get connected to these people way before that event happens.
That is true.
I certainly have done and still do. So, to be honest, Alice Cooper, I think, would be one.
Right.
Yeah, he would be.
Because you're meeting these heroes, as you said, people you grew up listening to and admiring. So when you're meeting them for the first time, you know, I'm sure as I would feel a little bit nervous about what we're going to say or how we're going to present ourselves.
Not that much, really. I think that for me, it was just a kind of what's the word I'm looking for? A kind of praise of how lucky I was and is,
right,
to be put,
right,
into that position, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I guess the opportunity and the excitement about it overtook other feelings that would have come up.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, again, you know, Nils Lofgren, just thinking about your previous question, he would also be another one. You know, that this guy had been such a big influence on me, and, you know, I'd spent so much time, you know, looking at sleeve artwork, listening to the albums, and just, you're totally in awe of just how good these people are. And then, you know, you get to meet these guys, and you stand there, and you have a talk, and, you know, you have a cup of tea, or whatever it is. You know, it's very surreal, Dave. It's very surreal.
I'll bet. Now, what are some of the feedback, Nick, that you've received that you remember and that meant a lot to you from these artists? Have they, you know, either autographed some of the pictures maybe or just told you how much they liked a picture that you took of them?
Yes, there's a lot of comments. To be honest, I never go down the route of autographs, Dave. Not that I have any kind of real kind of adverse, you know, kind of feeling towards it. It's just something, the kind of fan side of things, I don't buy into, you know.
Right.
because there's been occasions when I have kind of taken people's autographs, but to be honest, it's something that I don't really do. If you mean where they're signing the fine art pieces that I also sell and produce, yeah, that kind of thing, it's done very differently.
Now, let's talk about some of these artists that you've photographed. A lot of us, of course, we're broadcasting out of Ontario, Canada, so let's give a shout-out to Canadians. Brian Adams, for example, is somebody that you've photographed. Talk about working with Brian.
Well, I didn't actually spend that much time with the guy personally. It was a festival here in the UK some time ago, actually, since I caught up with Brian Adams. No doubt you know he has changed his kind of his style somewhat, and his whole show and you know, his kind of gigs have really kind of changed away from where essentially he became from. Again, with that situation, I didn't really get to speak to him or spend that much time with him, not personally.
Right.
Festivals are always difficult to do that, where you catch up with these guys, because there's so much going on, crew changes, stage changes, and the recruiting the stages takes so much time, and the guys fly in, do the gig, and they fly out. So it's there's never that much time, really, to catch up at festivals with the people.
That makes a lot of sense. So you're catching them as they're in concert, and time is very tight in those situations. Can you reflect back on a chance where you've had the opportunity to spend time with one of these artists, and maybe a great conversation you had, or just one of your favorite times taking a picture?
Yeah, there's quite a few of them. Do you guys know anything of Bob Geldof?
We do, for sure. Sir Bob Geldof.
Indeed it is Sir Bob Geldof. Fantastic bloke. Absolutely marvellous guy. Very, very opinionated, but everything you'd expect of Bob Geldof. Nils Lofgren, again, excellent guy. Do you guys know anything about the Blockheads?
A bit, yes.
Yeah, again, legendary band over here in the UK. Again, spent an awful lot of time with those people. I tend to spend, different kinds of situations bring different situations of time that you spend with the people, you know. A lot of the Americans, I've spent a lot of time with the Americans because they're always very, very kind of friendly, very touchable people. And their crews are very nice. You know, their management, their PR people, they're always very, very, can't do enough for you. Lovely to work with those guys.
Nice to hear. Who are some of your heroes from the world of photography? And were there some, as you were growing up, were there people that took rock art and the like that you really were into and were possibly influenced by?
Yes, there was. One standout who has been the biggest influence on me is David Bailey, who I would imagine you know who David Bailey is. Forgive me for kind of asking that question. Definitely more known for his fashion and his kind of very contemporary, provocative kind of imagery that he did in the 60s and 70s, the Rolling Stones, some stuff with Mick Jagger, The Who. He'd done that kind of stuff, but it was essentially more kind of fashion and the advertising world that he worked in. But Bailey would definitely be my biggest influence. In respect of music photographers, no, to be honest, I haven't, Dave. I don't really. I recognise what they do. There are some very good guys about. One guy that I've kind of, you know, got to know a lot about over the years is Mick Rock, and you know, I'm kind of working on a project that involves Mick quite a bit at the minute. Guys like that, really, they're the hub of what rock photography has been about.
Right. What are some of the challenges, Nick, when you do have the chance to spend time with an artist and get the pictures you're looking for? What are the challenges to getting the right picture and the kind of picture you want to get?
Really circumstances, certainly when you're talking the live stuff. Again, I have places, because I work all over the world, as no doubt you know, but I kind of pick and choose the places where I go, because there are obviously a lot of good places, a lot of good venues, a lot of good spaces, a lot of good festivals. But most of the time, it's lighting conditions, kind of time restraints,
right,
that kind of thing, really. And also, to be honest, Dave, a lot of people making your life a bit more awkward than it needs to be, if you get
I think so. Probably publicity agents and people surrounding
exactly.
the artists.
Exactly.
But yeah.
Again, we don't seem to have that with the Americans. The Americans, again, are very, very helpful. Very helpful. Seems to be a UK thing, that I think.
How do you go about getting, because I'm trying to think, putting myself in your shoes, how would you go about getting an artist to relax and to, because with a photo, we try to see into their soul, and that's what your picture does. How do you get them to the point where they're comfortable enough to let that happen?
Again, going back, I think that's a relationship thing. And I think one of the things is, I'm a great believer that I think that you have to be, you have to have an understanding, if this is the right kind of term, Dave, of what these people are, who they
right.
are,
yeah.
and why you're there. But equally as much, you are on an equal level. I believe that everybody on the planet is on an equal level. And I think that that is what gives the harmony to make the whole thing really work as it should work.
Let's talk about technology now. Of course, the world has changed so much in terms of photography over the last number of years, going to the smartphones and the cameras we have, different from the old kinds that a lot of us grew up on. What kind of technology, what kind of camera, Nick, do you use when you're taking pictures?
Well, I use the Canon. I've used Canon manufactured equipment for ages. Canon gear has now become it's a bit of a two horse race, Dave. Really, here anyway, in the UK, it's really a kind of punch up between Canon and Nikon.
Okay.
But to be honest, the whole technology thing of it now. That it's very much a personal preference, really. It's what you get on with, because, to be honest, the things are so close to each other as competitors. But for me, it's not about cameras, it's not about equipment, it's about feeling.
Exactly. That's what it comes down to, and I mean, I think in this age of being able to take pictures so quickly with digital cameras, it's not about the equipment, it's what you're actually taking the picture of and what you're capturing more than the ease of being able to do so.
Yes, I would agree. I think certainly, to be honest, I don't think the digital age has improved the art at all. I actually think that it is in the process of trying to destroy it, or certainly the people who have moved into this business. What it's taken away is what film gave, which was a style. And now the quality, the whole kind of what is being shot, what is being done, right across the board, fashion, paparazzi, editorial, rock photography, advertising, the whole quality of it is dropping through the floor like a stone. Basically, Dave, because there's too many people in this game and not many of them are very good.
Right, exactly. Just because you can take a picture doesn't mean that it's going to turn out well. It's you're getting quantity over quality at that point.
Yes, yeah.
I'm speaking with world-famous rock photographer Nick Elliott on this special edition of In the Country. And let's talk, before we get back to talking more about you, let's talk about where we can find you on the Internet, Nick. What are some of the websites that people can look you up at?
Well, the best one really, Dave, which is my press office, my press people do a fantastic job of looking after that, and that is nickelliott.info. That is Nick Elliott, nickelliott.info. There's all types of stuff on there. You will also appear on there, Dave, within days of us ending our conversation tonight.
That is great to know.
Lots of interviews, radio interviews that I've done, a lot of magazine coverage, a lot of TV stuff on there, so people can check it out on there. Also, there is my publishing house that looks after all my fine arts, which is a company called redlabelpublishing.com. They look after all my kind of books, publications, fine art, online sales of my fine art images. And then here to look at my actual portfolio, as I term it, my book, which is the business side of things.
Right.
That is nickelliott.eu.
.eu, perfect. Nickelliott.eu, our listeners can head to. That is terrific. Nick, who haven't you photographed yet that's at the top of your list, the person you want to photograph that the opportunity hasn't come along yet, but you're really dying to?
Aerosmith.
Aerosmith.
That's
the great Steven Tyler.
Yeah, definitely. For me, Aerosmith, I mean, I'm a huge AC/DC fan.
Right.
But for me, Aerosmith are the pinnacle of what a rock band should be, what they should look like, what they talk like, how they walk, everything. Aerosmith, do it proper. It's big boy stuff.
I guess Aerosmith, of course, is pretty big over in the UK. Their music has transcended North America.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, they're massive here. And, well, we look forward to every time they kind of, which I think they are, talking about, because they've just embarked on a world tour, haven't they? Or they're going to, I think, in the next kind of couple of months.
Yeah.
So there has been threats that they'll come over here and do more than just the one show that they usually do.
Nice. Black and white photography versus color. Do you have a preference? I'm guessing that it's going to depend on what your objective is, what you're trying to do with the picture, but can you talk about black and white versus color in your work?
Yes. To be honest, I'm not a color fan, really, Dave. I'm renowned more so for my black and white. Most people come to me for the black and white kind of side of things that I do. Again, for me, it's about a style, and I think that black and white can create that style and just transmit exactly what I'm trying to say through that medium. It's quite a retro type of feeling that I have with my monochrome stuff. It's not just a case of black and white. It's a seductiveness. It's a sexiness.
Right.
Again, it's a love affair, really.
That's a great way of putting it. We talked about technology earlier. What is the process of developing your pictures? Do they end up on a computer where you're touching up with any computer technology, or is it in the dark room? How do these pictures come to life?
Well, unfortunately, I mean, my whole background is wet room. It is wet room, dark room, and proper photography, as I term it. You know, film, paper, chemicals, and the last dark hours in a room, you know. In saying that, I do support the digital age in respect of the quality, the technology, and where it allows you to go with things. But in saying that, I am very anti-Photoshop program software that basically bodged something that wasn't done right in the first place.
Right, exactly. And you're changing real life. You're manipulating it so that it's no longer what you were taking a picture of.
Definitely. I mean, certainly, well, I know that it's been going on in the U.S. for quite a while, but I don't think as heavily as over here in the U.K., but we've got quite a lot of kind of action groups against, you know, retouching, airbrushing.
Sure.
in respect to fashion and kind of lifestyle street photography. You know, it's dying to death here, and I'm a big supporter of that. I'm heavily involved in unions and things like that, the fight against this kind of thing. I think, David, for me, it is very much about you have to get to where this whole art came from in the first place. And, you know, to be able to shoot something on an iPhone and stuff like that and put this into a publication, it's a nonsense. It's an absolute nonsense.
Yeah.
And, you know, it shouldn't happen. And I'm glad to say I think it is now starting to die. And the sooner the better. Let's bury it and, you know, stick a big stone at the end of the grave. That's how I feel.
And get back to real photography. You've had a chance to interview some country artists that my listeners will know, people like Steve Earle, Kathy Mattea, Ricky Skaggs. Anything different about photographing country stars versus the rock artists?
No, not really. Again, a lot of the country guys that I've worked with, those people that you mentioned, I mean, Kathy Mattea was an absolute dream, an absolute, totally lovely woman. But again, there seems to be a very good rapport that I have with the Americans. I just love everything they do, you know. And they're always very kind of, they put themselves out to please, you know. But to be honest, a lot of my involvement now in country rock, and certainly, I mean, Nashville, as obviously with Cameron, looks after all my stuff in the US, as you know. You know, again, they're starting to look at taking what they do and their craft into another area, hence where I come in. And because I have very much a kind of a UK style with it, it goes very much back to, you know, your kind of Led Zeppelin, your Rolling Stones, The Who, The Kinks, and bands like that, you know, is where my kind of genre and my style comes from initially.
Right, that makes total sense. In our final moments here, what is your next project that you're going to take on in the world of photography, Nick?
Well, I've actually been doing a hell of a busy PR kind of tour, and obviously, you know, the interview tonight is part of that.
Right.
I'm actually just starting to put together my first rock book, which will be the first of a trilogy that, all being well, we're hoping to get out before the end of this year. I've got a lot of commitments at some really big festivals and stuff going on over here this year, the Isle of Wight Festival and Download, which is the kind of biggest rock, serious rock gig that we have here, along with various other different bits and bobs. I've got an awful lot of projects on the go. I also show my work quite a lot. I actually show in 12 galleries here. I have a residency in 12 galleries. And we've got a couple of really big shows, one of those in the south of France coming off in May. So it's all hands to the pump here, Dave, really.
Excellent. Nick, it has been such a pleasure having you on the show. A big thank you to Cameron Tilbury for setting this up. Our listeners can head to nickelliott.eu and check out examples of your photographs. They can find you online other places as well. Thanks so much for being part of the show tonight, Nick.
I've thoroughly enjoyed it, Dave. It's been an absolute blast. And, you know, hopefully we can catch up again very soon. Just one thing before I go. If there is a problem with anybody, you know, kind of finding sites and information on me, if they just do the usual Google, that will throw up no end of stuff on everywhere. And Twitter, Facebook, and all that kind of stuff, which I know that you guys use a lot because I talk to a lot of people over there.
We sure do. Once again, a real pleasure. Have yourself a great night, Nick.
And you, Dave, you stay safe. And thank you very much to your listeners and yourself. Look forward to catching up again soon.
My pleasure. Sounds good. I'm Dave Woods. It's been another big night in the country.